everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Ken is off today. Deborah Mark is here. Steve Gregory is in Hawaii. Going to get to him in just a few seconds. But we've got a lot coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. You may have heard over the last few days, there's been two mobs that have ransacked two shopping malls, the Yves Saint Laurent store at the Americana in Glendale, that's owned by Rick Caruso, and then the Nordstrom's in Canoga Park, the Topanga Mall, that a huge group, 30 to 50, and grabbed perhaps $100,000 worth of merchandise. I'm sure you've seen the videos of that. Blake Trilley's going to come on at 2 o'clock to talk about the Nordstrom's getting invaded, and then Rick Caruso will be on at 2:30 because he's certainly angry. You may remember Caruso ran for mayor. We had a choice to turn away from all this insanity, and people picked Karen Bass instead. At least a majority did. All that coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But first, Steve Gregory is in Maui, covering the huge fire. The death toll, as at last report, was 96, and it's going up all the time. In fact, the governor said 10 to 20 deaths will probably be confirmed each day as they continue the investigation. And a lot of people upset. A lot of people got very little warning that the fires were coming. And Steve is there to unravel the story. Steve, how are you?
Yeah, you know, it's. I'll tell you something. We can talk about how upset we get in Southern California when, you know, things don't seem to be happening fast enough. But I'll tell you, our response for fire in Southern California is probably one of the best in the world when you think about the totality of resources, infrastructure, coordination, logistics. And none of that really took place here on the island of Maui. In all of the locals I've been speaking with since my arrival yesterday, the one common theme is they're all pretty pissed off, and they're all pretty pissed off because they feel like someone failed to flip the switch to warn everybody. Now, there's been a lot made about the fact that there was no cell service and that they couldn't warn anybody because there was no power, no cell service. But as I talk to more and more people, they're like, well, the system always works when there's gale force winds for hurricanes and tsunamis. But this time it didn't work. What's different this time around? And what they're saying now is that people were not prepared for wildfire conditions. Officials were not ready to pull the trigger and send out those warnings. And that included the sirens that are abundantly obvious here on the island. They're all over the place, those civil defense sirens. And no one flipped a switch to warn anybody. And lawsuits are already being filed to blame Hawaii Power Company, which basically runs 95% of the entire state's power supply. And then I'm just recently hearing very disturbing stories about water pressure, that when firefighters went to connect to the fire plugs, their hoses, there was very little to no water pressure in a lot of the hydrants, and they were unable to use them. And so they had to just say, we can't even do anything with the fire. We're just going to help evacuate people best we can. And then as the fire was tearing through and then pulling down the power lines and, you know, destroying substations, then water pumps from around the area were also impacted. So they could not get any water in quick enough to even put a dent in the flame. So there's a lot of pissed off people on this island.
The local authorities thought that the fire was put out that morning, and then by mid-afternoon, it reemerged.
There were two fires. There was one fire in what they call upcountry, and that is further up in the hills and the foothills of one of the volcanoes. And that was where the first fire started. And I went up to the point of origin yesterday, and I looked at how it got sucked down there through a vacuum in a gulch, a very, very massive gulch that goes down. And there are houses on both sides of that gulch. And the point of origin looks like a downed power line to me. And it looks like it sparked it and pulled it down. There are still fire crews putting out hot spots up there and small flames using helicopters and Bambi buckets. In Lahaina, the fire had started, and they said it, as you mentioned, they thought it was under control at that point, but people were not paying attention to spot fires. They weren't paying attention to the blowing embers. And you all know, everyone listening knows, that those embers are some of the most deadliest causes of spot fires, which grow into larger fires. That's something they did not even see coming. They had small fires. Yeah, the fire in front of me looks out, but they're not, or looks completely distinguished or extinguished, but they don't account for the fires that are just about a half a mile down the road that are starting to smolder. And then by the time it exploded into this conflagration, into just this massive wall of flame, there was nothing they could do.
Do they think downed power lines started the Lahaina fire?
That is the prevailing theory at this point. Now, here's the thing. Because of these pending lawsuits that have already been filed, I'm told they were filed as soon as this morning, I don't think we're going to get many answers, because they're all going to say, because of pending litigation, we can't really answer that question. I'm expecting that. We're hoping to get more answers from FEMA and from the lieutenant governor, who's having a press conference in the next hour. But this just looks like there's no other cause. There was no lightning on the island. And to have two fires, actually there were four fires in total. There were two smaller fires that were quickly extinguished. But the two larger fires, the fire, which is in the upcountry, and then Lahaina fire down there, the deadly one, those are the fires that they suspect were caused by downed power lines. And you've seen a lot of video, I think, that you see those power lines just being whipped around. And the big massive power lines I saw up in the hills yesterday looked pretty obvious to me, but we'll see what the officials say.
And a lot of people died in their cars trying to flee.
Yeah. Well, this is another point of contention with the locals here. When they realized they needed to get out, I'm told now by a number of locals that the police department was shutting down egress, points of egress, so that they could control it in one road out.
Seriously?
Yeah. And that is what they're saying. That, I mean, these are, I mean, I think six people I've spoken with have all had that same story.
They shut down exit roads
so they could control the flow of traffic outbound.
I've never heard of that.
I had the question when I heard everyone say, you know, the cops were shutting down egress points because they needed to control the flow of traffic. And at one point, it just got too much and everyone got overrun.
It doesn't seem like the local government and the local emergency officials had the slightest idea what they were doing.
No, this is very unprecedented. They have many red flag warnings over here, but they've never had wildfires of this magnitude. I guess they had decades ago they had a wildfire, but I mean, they've never had anything at this level. And so they were just, they were ill prepared for the response. Now, when I'm hearing about fire hydrants without water pressure, when I'm hearing about no coordinated effort, no evacuation plan. And here's the thing, John, in Southern California, we are repeatedly beaten down with the message of have an evacuation plan, have a go kit, have all your medicines and everything ready to go, have a place for your pets, have a plan, have a plan, have a plan. You know, what I don't even remember what the phrase is, the ready, set, go.
Yeah.
The ready, set, go program. They don't have that here. They don't worry about wildfires here. They worry about high winds, and that's it. So there's really no constant communication here about what to do in the event of a wildfire. So people were completely lost when it happened. And then you know as well as I do that, that wildfire, when you have the right conditions, dry fuels, high winds, I mean, it's just pure oxygen, and that the fire was just driving itself, and it was just plowing down everything in its path.
This number being thrown around, that federal officials say nearly 1,000 people are missing. Mm. Now, do they think there's another 1,000 dead bodies, or these are people who got out and they haven't been able to contact and account
for? It's a combination of both. I mean, there are probably people at the bottom of the ocean. There are probably people that were floating around out in the water that may still be floating out in the water that were taken out by the tide. There are people that are still crouched down in homes, hidden in closets because they didn't know what to do. I'm told that a great many of the missing and presumed dead will be children and elderly because the schools were closed that day. And a lot of parents left their kids at home because they work 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. So they leave their children at home. And so, but the parents couldn't get back in because the roads were closed or the roads were clogged when the fire started. They couldn't get back in to retrieve their children.
Shocking stuff, Steve. Thanks very much.
You got it, pal.
Great report. Steve Thanks. Gregory on the scene. In Maui for the file for the fire. We're going to talk more about what Steve went through and some other details coming up next. And again, 2 o'clock, Blake Trolley will be here to talk about the Canoga Park Nordstrom attack by that mob of thieves. And Rick Caruso, who ran for mayor, and his Americana shopping center in Glendale got ransacked by another mob at Yves Saint Laurent. Seems like civilization is crumbling right in front of us. John and Ken show. Ken's away today.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We just had Steve Gregory on, who is reporting live from Maui, the big fire in Lahaina. And it's about a half a dozen shocking things regarding this story. I mean, you've probably seen all the video of the devastation that's gone on. But the real weird part of this is that the entire government seemed to have broken down, and nobody in government was capable of doing the right thing at all at any point while the fire was killing so many people and destroying so many homes. It starts off first with the power companies. Now, the power companies here in California have caused more death and more destruction than any single entity in this state. And it took a lot of death and destruction before they finally agreed that in a high wind situation, we're going to shut down the power so that when the power lines fall, they won't start a fire, which seems basic, but it took a lot of deaths before they did it. They didn't do that in Hawaii. Does the news not make it to Hawaii? I mean, we've gone through dozens of these situations. So while I understand maybe in Lahaina, they didn't have a situation like this in recent memory. The fire experts, the government experts, don't they go on junkets constantly to learn from other cities and other states' experiences? I mean, how much money do they spend flying around the world, you know, to go on a fact-finding mission? They never found any facts about what to do when the winds are going to blow 80 miles an hour? Because they were blowing 80 miles an hour, and they had a similar effect to our Santa Ana winds. The winds were getting funneled. They were hot. They were dry. It was a combination of high pressure and low pressure. There was a hurricane out to sea, and they were getting 80-mile-an-hour winds. And the grasses were really dry. So that seems to be the moment where, hey, you know what they do in California now? After they killed hundreds of people, they turn off the power at the electric companies. Didn't do that. They didn't have a water system capable of putting out a fire. all the hydrants were on very low water pressure. How does that happen? How does that exist? So they got a huge power issue. They got a huge water issue. And then even with that, maybe the whole homes are going to burn, but at least people's lives could be saved if you just flip on the fire alarm, the siren, so that everybody knows to clear out of Lahaina and the surrounding areas. Just turn on the siren. Why do you have sirens? Who was the guy who didn't do that? Who was the guy who didn't think of doing that? Who are these people? What is it with people in government? What is it with them? Hit the siren. How hard is it? And then the police blocking off exit roads
because they wanted to control the flow.
Control the flow? First of all, the flow is controlled. There were so many people trying to leave at once that the roads were congested. And people were trapped in their cars, and they burned to death in their cars. So why would you add to that by closing other roads? I mean, Steve is going step by step through the whole story, and I'm thinking, they did nothing right. They did absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe they had good intentions, though, right?
Has any apologist used the good intention line yet? Talk about completely failing your population. They're paid to do this. This is their job. You work in emergency management. You work in fire. You work in police. Your job is to mitigate these disasters because you can't control the weather. Maybe if somebody woke up at the electric company, you might have prevented this fire. But once the fire started, I don't understand. What do they do at all their meetings? These people work, you know, 52 weeks a year. They have constant meetings and seminars, and they produce PowerPoints and they official reports and training sessions and rehearsals and staging and this. What do they do with all that rehearsal and knowledge? I mean, they have volcanoes there. They have hurricanes. They have tsunamis. I am just stunned. This was, according to one professor of fire science, Crystal Colden at UC Merced, said this looks like a no-notice evacuation, which occurred here in California not that long ago, the Camp Fire that burned Paradise down. Remember? Paradise, same thing. They didn't have enough exit routes out of the town. A lot of it is the way these towns are designed. These towns are created inside nature, and they never built exit roads in case there was a massive fire. And then they don't turn, you know, off the electric lines. The Wine Country fires in 2017 had a similar situation. This is from the LA Times, right? Oh, of course it is. As I was reading through one of the LA Times accounts, eventually they blamed it on Europeans. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, many years ago, Europeans brought non-native grasses into Hawaii. So, eventually, it's interesting. They're not going to blame the electric companies. And of course, climate change, right? Climate change and European settlers. That's what caused this. No, it wasn't climate change and European settlers. And by the way, those grasses have been there for a very long time. So you could have gotten rid of them by now. What happened is you had an unusual weather event and nobody responded to it properly. All the taxpayer paid government staff that's there to help made everything worse. They did not have a backup plan for what to do when strong winds knock out the electricity systems and communication systems. Yeah, that was the excuse that the Hawaiian emergency management gave. It's like, well, yeah, we didn't turn on the sirens, but we did send out warnings via cell phone, except the cell phones weren't working. There was no service. cell phone towers were damaged. The electricity was cut after the fires burned through. So nobody was going to get the warning. If there's no plausible way to get an electronic message through, then you have to make a really loud noise. And the public should know what that really loud noise means. You know, that's why maybe you have a rehearsal once a year. It's like on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we're going to set off the sirens. And that's a dress rehearsal in case there was a bad fire. It's not that hard. I think an 8-year-old could have figured this out. More coming up. John and Ken show on KFI.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to spend quite some time on the two big mob robberies that went on in Los Angeles area over the last few days. Yves Saint Laurent store at the Americana last Tuesday, there was a mob robbery, and they ran off with armfuls of designer handbags. It is not true that Deborah Mark was seen as part of the mob.
I was almost there.
You're denying that?
No, I'm denying it. I was planning on going to the mall last minute. I changed my mind.
Yeah, you were going to go to the one in
Topanga. That's my
Saturday.
Nordstrom.
Yeah, well, they really did a number on your Nordstrom Saturday. They might have stolen up to $100,000 worth of expensive stuff. So it's two flash mob robberies in a week. And we're going to talk to Rick Caruso, who ran for mayor to try to help fix this. And he's going to be on at 2:30. And it was the Yves Saint Laurent store at his shopping mall in Glendale that was robbed. Also, next hour, the New York Post just posted an exclusive. The headline is "Liberals Turn Back on Woke L.A. Prosecutor George Gascon as Smash and Grab Robberies Soar." And I'll tell you about that because that just came out about 20 minutes ago. So we're going to have Blake Trolley on to tell us about the Nordstrom situation, Rick Caruso to talk about his mall getting robbed, and then we'll tell you about how all the left-wing nuts that brought Gascon into power are tired of being terrorized. Among other stupid things that the government is doing, it, of course, is tried to force, is actually literally, not trying to, literally forcing people into electric cars here in California over the next, 11 plus years? You're not going to be able to buy a gas-powered car by 2035. And we've talked about this many times, how there's no charging infrastructure that could handle tens of billions of electric cars being purchased. And occasionally somebody's story on what it's really like out there makes the news. This came through Yahoo and I think Fox News. It's about a Canadian man. He's calling electric vehicles the biggest scam of modern times. His name is Dalbir Baya. He lives in the Winnipeg area. Now, he dropped $85,000 on a Ford F-150 Lightning EV. So that's an electric pickup truck. $85,000. And he told Fox Business that he wanted the pickup for work, but he wanted something for recreation, to drive to his cabin or go fishing. And he wanted to be a responsible citizen and have an environmentally friendly vehicle. Well, here's what the reality is like. He buys this pickup truck, but he's forced to install two chargers, one at work and one at home, for $10,000. Then to accommodate the charger, he had to upgrade his home's electric panel for $6,000. And then after that, he got into a minor accident. Light repair on the front bumper, took the vehicle to the body shop, and I don't know what this problem was, but he didn't get it back for 6 months. He kept calling and emailing Ford, and they were of no help. Nobody ever answered the phone. Nobody replied to his email. So he gets the truck repaired, and now our friend Dalbir takes his family on a 1,400-mile road trip from Winnipeg to Chicago. Fast charging stations cost more than gas for the same mileage. And the fast charging stations still only charge the EVs up to 90%. So 10% of the charge never materializes. The family's first stop was in Fargo, North Dakota. And get this, took 2 hours and $56 to charge his vehicle from 10% to 90%. Imagine that. Now, you stop for gas, it's about 5 to 7 minutes. You stop to charge an EV, it's and this is fast charging, 2 hours? And all he got was 215 miles out of it. Second stop was in Albertville, Minnesota. The charger was free, but it was broken. He calls the phone number on the charging station. No help. They drove to another charging station in Elk River, Minnesota. The charger there was broken as well. The sheer helplessness was mind-boggling. He's got a vehicle that he cannot power because there is not a working charging station along his route. There's two broken ones. He says, my kids and wife are really worried, really stressed out. It was late afternoon. We were really stuck, hungry, and heartbroken. He had to have his electric vehicle towed to a Ford dealership in Elk River. And then he rented a regular gas-powered vehicle to complete the trip to Chicago. And on the way back, they picked up the Ford F-150. He goes, it was in the shop for 6 months. I can't take it to my lake cabin. I can't take it for off-grid camping. I can't take it even for a road trip. I can only drive in the city. It's the biggest scam of modern times. And he says that the companies and the government are lying about the electricity range, the range of the electric vehicle. He goes, the actual thing they promised is not even close, not even 50%. And once you buy it, you're stuck with it, and you have to carry huge losses to get rid of it, and there's nobody there to help you. Ford told Fox that driving ranges can be impacted by weather and geography and acknowledged some of the challenges facing the industry. Some of the challenges facing the industry. The challenge is you run out of energy and you can't go anywhere. This poor guy and his family were down to 12 miles. 12 miles. What are you supposed to do? He had to get it towed. And I don't understand. And you know, this is Newsom's doing here in California. There's not a charging network that can sustain all the electric cars. And we've been talking about this now for a couple of years, and nothing changes. And we got, more coming up because they had a complete meltdown of the self-driving car in San Francisco. Apparently, there was some disruption in the system, and quite a few self-driving cars all stopped at the same time and tied up traffic all over the place on Friday night in San Francisco. This is the company called Cruise. They have driverless vehicles, taxis. Supposed to call, you want to get a ride, they come and send you a driverless car. Well, they all went dead at the same time. Tell you more of it coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you listen to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on Demand podcast. You pick up anything you missed, and then you can listen to it all day and night. And after 2 o'clock, Blake Trolley on the smash and grab flash mob that attacked the Nordstroms in Canoga Park. And after 2:30, we're going to have Rick Caruso, former mayoral candidate that not enough of you voted for. And his shopping center, the Americana in Glendale, was busted into by thieves that ransacked the Yves Saint Laurent store last week as well. So we'll get into that. Now, the government in San Francisco is trying to push these electric vehicles. And they have given a company called Cruise the right to have these driverless, they call them robo-taxis. And they go around San Francisco picking people up, giving them rides, and there's no driver. It's fully automated. But there was a problem over the weekend. There was a big music festival in Golden Gate Park called Outside Lands. And have you ever gone to a concert or a sporting event and your cell phone doesn't work because everybody's on their cell phone at the same time? Everybody's taking photos and sending photos to their friends, and it overloads the system. Like if you go to Dodger Stadium, the hardest thing to do is to send a message to somebody.
I was at a concert Saturday night, and I had that same problem.
Yeah, because you'll have 50 or 70,000 people all doing, because nobody actually watches a game or a concert anymore. They just videotape it and then send it to their friends. No one's just sitting there enjoying it. So you have this overload of the cell phone system. And Cruise, which is owned by General Motors, all their cars in that region suddenly stopped working. And it created a traffic jam. 10 robo-taxis alone on Grant Avenue in North Beach. It's not just their cars broke down. Their cars broke down and backed up everyone else on the block. And there was 10 of them on one particular stretch. And the Cruise administrator said, well, it was wireless connectivity issues because of an overload of cell phone usage at the concert. But they never thought of this before. It never happened before. It appears to be an inherent flaw in driverless car technology, which means that if there's an emergency and cell service goes down, the driverless cars will stop in place and the police and fire personnel won't be able to get around the city. Now imagine you have a crazy fire in San Francisco, and the cell phone service goes down, and then everyone's trapped. Nobody can leave. I mean, in Lahaina, the cell phone system was down, so people couldn't get the emergency messages. According to us, this guy's name is Peskin. He's some administrator. Let me see. Oh, supervisor, Aaron Peskin. He says, it's a scary revelation that if the cell phone coverage goes out, they can't communicate with their cars. At the same time, the city would be trying to maintain order. So if there's some natural disaster in San Francisco, like, let's say, an earthquake, right? And, we've seen what happens during earthquakes in San Francisco, and everybody wants to flee. You can't. Because this stupid Cruise robo-taxi is stuck in front of you. And even if you get by the first one, there might be 10 more on that street. In fact, Peskin said if you have an earthquake, they'll be sitting like bricks on your street. And there's no way to communicate with them at the precise moment you need them. So you could call for this robo-taxi to take you out of the danger zone, but that thing's not coming. And of course, executives at Cruise did not respond for a comment. The mayor did not respond to a comment. Who else didn't comment? The California Public Utilities Commission. They had just voted on Thursday to lift all the restrictions for Cruise and for another company, Waymo. They were allowed full commercialization in the city, even though city officials were protesting. They did this on Thursday. And Friday night, the robo-taxis all seize up. So clearly, like the electric car story that we told you about a few minutes ago, that poor guy trying to take his family from Winnipeg to Chicago, this technology isn't there yet. There's no charging stations in some places. It takes too long. The range isn't very much. And now if you are within a certain distance of a large crowded event like a concert or a stadium, the electric robo-taxis here are going to stop dead. So I understand things take time and decades, and it's a long trial and error process, but I don't understand the obsessive push when it's not ready. Clearly all this stuff is not ready. The next 10 years are going to be a lot of fun. All right, coming up after 2 o'clock, Blake Trolley's going to be on, and he's going to have all the details of the latest smash-and-grab flash mob that went through the Nordstrom's in Topanga Mall. If you've seen the video, it is pretty scary. All these goons dressed in black clothing and hoodies and causing a lot of destruction, stealing maybe up to $100,000. Oh, and they had bear spray on them. One guy got hit with bear spray. This is becoming the most uncivilized place in the country. I don't see these stories coming out of other cities the way they come out of here. There's no law anymore. We're going to have Rick Caruso on at 2:30 to talk about it because his shopping center in Glendale got hit too last week. Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.